Mac, and I'm joined here by Jeff Bertoft. Hi, Jeff. Can you tell me a bit what you do, what your role is at Microsoft?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me today. It's great to be here. So I'm a program manager at Microsoft, and I work on web apps. So I get to spend a lot of time working with different developers, helping them build their applications and meet the patterns of the modern web, as well as work on code. So I contribute to different frameworks and things of that sort. The newest one that I work on is Manifold.js, that kind of helps you take your modern web apps and turn them into store apps.
You mentioned modern web development.
Yeah.
What exactly is modern web development? Is it just a matter of having some HTML5 and CSS3 in your website code, or is there more to it?
So that's a good question. So when you think about modern web, you don't want to think just about the technologies that you're using, because using the right technologies the wrong way doesn't necessarily make your website modern. So you're really thinking kind of instead of about the technologies, you're thinking about the way that you're applying them. And considering things like feature detection, things like touch, things like responsive design, that turn your apps into quality apps that not only serve your users of today, but will serve your users for tomorrow too.
Question I have there is, why would I do this? I know, yeah, what is it? But what are kind of the reasons for me to adopt this?
The why is really important, right, behind our modern web, because we talk a lot about how you do it. You know, we don't talk as much about why you should do it. And as a developer, there's definitely some benefits of using the modern web. So let's think about this. The websites that are built focusing on the browsers and the devices that have been released in the past aren't necessarily going to be future-proof for the devices and the different browsers that come out in the future. And that's really where the focus of the modern web is. You as a developer or a site owner, you want to make sure that the code that you have on your website today is going to continue to work in the future. And browsers change all the time, so new browsers are going to come out. They may not support that feature that was non-standard. So the modern web not only helps you serve the customers that you have today, the visitors that you have today, but it also helps make sure that the visitors that you have tomorrow are still going to have that same great experience that the users of today do.
So when it comes to companies or website owners, what are kind of the top three reasons for them to adopt modern web development?
You need to think about it because you're going to have users that might work on your website today, but you want to make sure that that website continues to work for them tomorrow. Browsers change all the time. Devices change. You may wake up tomorrow and have a brand new browser. If you're not thinking about the modern web and how your web app is going to work in the future, then that browser may no longer work with your site. The second thing is cost. When you're thinking about cost, if you're writing different scenarios for different types of users, then you've basically are writing multiple versions of your website. It's much better to, from the start, make the decision that you're thinking about common web patterns and common web standards, so that you're writing one version of your application that's just going to work for all the different users. You can think about some of your visually impaired users. You want to make sure that they're able to visit your website as well. And the last is going to be reach. So you want to make sure that you're not just focusing a website on a particular type of user. So if you're building a website that only targets desktop visitors, you're going to be missing all of the visitors who come in on a mobile device. Likewise, if you're writing a website that only targets mobile users, then all the folks on a desktop app are going to have a worse experience, right? So you want to make sure that you're thinking about all the different types of users, and the modern web helps put that in focus. We talked about a lot of those different patterns, things like supporting touch and different screen sizes, making sure that you're forward compatibility. Those type of things are going to make sure that all of the different users have a great experience. Now, you might also want to think about users who are using older versions of your browser. of a browser. You want to make sure that they have a way to experience your website as well. So what modern web isn't just about using the newest and the greatest features out there, but it's also making sure that there's a fallback experience so that users who don't have the latest and the greatest are also going to be able to get to your content and experience your site.
So we know what modern web development is and why you would want to do it, but yeah, what is actually now the impact? So let's say I have my own website, mm-hmm. or a community website. What do I need to do? What is the cost of making it modern?
Cost? There's no cost for the modern web. It's free for all developers to use. No, but in actuality, there is going to be a cost to you as a developer or as a site owner to moving to the modern web. It's not going to be just you who's happy with that decision. Your users will appreciate it as well, because you're going to start fixing maybe some conditions, some scenarios that you didn't even know where users were having problems. And even more so in the future, as users switch to different or newer versions of the browsers that they're using, your site's just going to continue to work for them. So there is going to be some costs, but it's going to be worth it in the end.
Is there an easy way for me to assess what my current state of my website is to get started?
That's a great question. So there's a lot of tools out there, but we actually have one that's produced by the Edge team. So you can go to dev.microsoftedge.com, and you'll see a site scanner tool there. And what you do is you enter your website or the URL for the website you want to test, and it will give you a report on all of the different things that you might want to change to improve your website, areas where you may not be addressing concerns for different users that visit your website, and help you point you to things that you're going to want to get started on to move your current website into the modern web.
So Jeff, thanks a lot for your insights and for this great interview.
Well, thanks for having me. It was fun.
So today we looked at modern web development. So you all know what modern web development is, what steps you need to take. However, in this specific interview, we looked at why you want to do modern web development. Why should you really care? And there's basically reasons. There's benefits for you as a web developer, but also as a company, as a website owner. There are really some benefits in doing modern web development. So I want to thank you for joining us in this video, and I hope to see you next time.